So let's bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
The stupidest thing I ever heard.
Well, that leaves a lot open right there.
It involves baseball. Stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That the Yankees played in a rainstorm?
No. That Major League Baseball has given the approval for Tampa Bay to seek to break up the season between Toronto and between Montreal and Tampa Bay.
That is stupid.
The players are never going to do it. They can't set up two complete households. This is ridiculous. And it's just, who comes up with jackass ideas like this?
I don't know. Why don't every team do it? This way they can have baseball in 60 cities.
How stupid. Half your games in Tampa Bay and half your games in Canada?
Yep, I agree. That is up there.
If it's one thing, I don't normally agree with this, but if the players' union should get involved in this and shut this idea down, it's bad enough. It's bad enough that the Red Sox and the Yankees have got to travel to England and play the next series. It's bad enough to do that.
Yep. I agree with all that. I mean, there's a real good solution for it. Tampa Bay, less people show up than will show up now. Don't support the team. That's all. Don't go to the games. Let them play in front of crickets.
Just plain, it's just insane. And you know what? You have some good now rivalries built into this game. That's all the game needed. I mean, whoever thought that the Houston Astros and New York Yankees would be a good rivalry game? But guess what? It is.
Yeah.
People want to see those two teams play because of what happened 2 years ago.
Well, here's the other thing. You'll have a Tampa Bay jersey and hat. Yeah. You'll have a Montreal jersey and hat. You'll double the sales of team paraphernalia. It's ridiculous. Yes, absolutely ridiculous.
All right, before we get onto racing, talk about baseball. What do you want to talk about?
I told you yesterday the Yankees beat Houston.
Yeah.
Altuve is nowhere near in shape yet, playing in shape. The two guys, they missed the center field and the shortstop, Correa and Springer. They hurt them. They're still a good team, but they're nowhere near as good as they should be right now. And last night, the Yankees decided to play. Well, I shouldn't say the Yankees, the umpire, because he was the one that made the call. You could see it.
Yep.
Playing a deluge for about 10 minutes. And whether it did or didn't have anything to do in the outcome, I happen to think it did, because the pitcher, I think, threw up three gopher balls in the rain, and where he couldn't barely stand up on the mound. So, you know, might as well play in snow, too. Baseball is not a game to be played in the rain because it's a finesse sport. And you got guys throwing a ball 95 miles an hour that if they lose their footing, somebody could get killed. I pitched in a game one time where it was me and another guy that played for the Mariners, and we were both pushing 90 and better, and I struck out five guys in a row, but they stopped the game because they said it was unsafe. But the major leaguers can do it. It's a travesty. It's irrelevant who won the game last night. Baseball's not meant to be played in the rain. And they extend it more and more. Yeah. One to get through to five and a half innings. One just to get through it. And then you still have the head scratcher that I've brought up time and time again of a continuation game.
Yeah.
Baseball, if you played four and a half and the home team's winning, it's a complete game. It's over. You play five, if the visitors are winning, it's over. At any time after five innings, it reverts back to the inning before the game is over. I'd never heard of these continuation games. Never heard of them. Yeah. The Mets had one last week or the beginning of the week against the Cardinals. I've never heard of anything like this in my life. They just keep changing the rules of sports, and they make it worse. And like you said, now you can have a team playing in two different cities as a home field. Give me a break.
Washington has now leapfrogged past the Mets and is only three games behind Philadelphia as they beat Philadelphia last night.
We said that the other day. Yeah, now the Mets are only seven games ahead of the Marlins. The wrong number keeps getting smaller.
The
Mets got crashed by the Cubs last night.
How bad do you think the Philadelphia fans feel after spending all that money?
Oh, did we hear that somewhere? That it's not going to make a difference? Did we hear that someplace?
Yeah. You said it all along.
So you got the Phillies who signed one $30 million man. They're four games under 500 and fade and lost. They lost eight out of their last 10. And then you got the Padres who are one game about above 500 with their $30 million man. Think they'll learn?
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Oh, these guys are difference makers. So are you telling me that the Padres and the Phillies would be 10 to 15 games under 500 if they didn't sign those two guys? I don't think so.
All right. So do you want to go to racing or is there anything else in sports? How about the U.S. women beat Sweden, a revenge defeat?
In what, hockey?
No, soccer, World Cup soccer.
Well, I, for one, and I know people are going to complain now, and it has nothing to do with my loyalty to my country, I'm rooting against the women's team because of that 13-0 game the other day where you don't run game scores up like that. And especially in soccer, where you can take the air out of the ball, like they say this is a strategy, quote, when a team is much, much better than you, you sit on the ball and you play ball control and look for an opportunity to score when in a low-scoring game. So on that same token, you can control the ball when you're beating somebody by 10 goals and take the air out of the game. But they scored 13 goals against somebody, and they defended their position on it, an indefensible position. I hope they get beat.
All right. On to racing.
Well, you're going to get a once a year, and this is it. I'm picking two races from Monmouth Park.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Talk about two cities. This is a racetrack that should be sent into oblivion. But tomorrow they have their lone true grade one, albeit on the turf, and it's supposed to be run on the turf because it's a grade one, but you never know with Monmouth Park. So there's two grass races I'm picking at Monmouth tomorrow. One is a seventh race, the Eatontown, a grade three, has a gigantic field of six horses in it. It is, and I have written right on top of my page, a bad race. Kelly Breen's got a five-year-old on the inside, Valedictorian is an 8-5 favorite. I'm chucking that horse. Two horses I'm using. On top is the six-horse Inflexibility. This is a member of Chad Brown's B team. This horse has won only one time in 2 years, but he's good enough to beat this field in the Eatontown tomorrow. Probably will go off as the favorite or co-favorite with Valedictorian. Horse I'm going to use to try to make some money in the exact is the five-horse Dynatail, trained by Mike Deaney, who's having a pretty decent meet shipping horses around. This horse won at Penn National last time on Penn Mile Night. The mile on the 16th should hit this horse just fine. Horse is in great shape. Lescano comes to ride the horse. So in the 7th at Monmouth tomorrow in the Eatontown, going with a 5-6, 6-5 exacta. Tomorrow is the UN. It's a grade 1, and it's a grade 1 with 8 horses, and no horse has ever won a grade 1 in this field. So somebody's going to win that tomorrow, grade 1, for the first time at Monmouth Park. Looking at this race, there's a bunch of older horses in here. You got 6-, 8-, 7-year-olds running in here. There's only 1 4-year-old. That's the two-horse, Channel Cat. Channel Cat, two races back on a soft turf, ran decently in the Fort Marcy, but if you look at his past performances from last year, at Kentucky Downs, horse won on a good turf, ran at Saratoga, got beat less than a length on a good turf, won at Laurel on a yielding turf. The turf at Monmouth Park is going to be pretty close to yielding, if not soft. So this horse is the youngest horse in the field. Never been worse than second at the mile and three-eighths distance. Channel Cat is going to be my top play in here, ridden by Luis Saez, coming in for the ride. Horse I'm going to use underneath is the one horse, Bigger Picture. Last time out in the Elkhorn at Keeneland on a yielding track, this horse won at 7-1. If you look back in some other less than firm turf courses, this horse has run pretty well then, too. So Monmouth Park, the UN, the 11th race tomorrow, goes off at 5:28. We're going to go with the 2 Channel Cat on top and a 1-2-2-1 exacta box. And that'll be the last time you hear me pick a race this summer at Monmouth Park.
All right. Hey, have a good weekend, and I'll speak to you on Monday.
You got it too, guys. Have a great weekend.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.